Learning theory is similar to learning good critical thinking skills. First, we absorb data related to a theory. Then, we process it in a way that makes sense to us. Later, we attempt to apply it in a way that is practical and useful. Imagine reading a book full of ideas which contain a plethora of data on many topics. When we take the knowledge acquired from that book and apply it to our lives, from our jobs to personal relationships, sometimes it is difficult to apply that knowledge. For example, students who study a second language usually understand more about the language than they are able to express. Even though they have all the grammar rules and syntax in their heads, they often struggle to put the spoken language in use in a natural way. Learning theory and its practical usage must have a balance that flows in a way that they complement each other. The same thing applies to the art world, where theory and practice may not always flow well together, unless the artist applies the theories learned in a practical and logical way. At the same time, we need to consider whether or not this data is amenable to analysis. In other words, can it be broken down into parts? If so, new data from the experience of putting theory into practice could be gathered, thereby creating a body of work which could be scrutinized by other theorists. They could then generate data on their own that builds a larger collective of knowledge and understanding.